KJAN Sports.
It's time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. The Atlantic Trojan football team has had a strong summer and camp in preparation for the 2019 season. The Trojans are coming off a 4-5 season a year ago in their first year in Class 2A. Trojan head football coach Mike McDermott says he likes the work that his team has put in during the offseason.
I thought our summer weightlifting program, directed by Coach Hall, one of our freshman coaches, did a great job. A lot of kids in the weight room over the summer. That just shows you, guys want to get better, and that's transferred now into the preseason.
Well, the Trojans will have to replace a dynamic senior class that was led by quarterback Chase Mullinix, who threw for 1,119 yards and 6 touchdowns last season with 12 interceptions. He also ran for 848 yards and 11 more scores. Coach McDermott said Chase and the other seniors will be tough to replace, but he hopes that other players step up in multiple positions.
We're going to have to replace a lot of that production, but as I told our team, you lose a key figure maybe in your quarterback, but that's the opportunity now for maybe a DN to step up that's coming back, or an offensive tackle, or a running back, or somebody else. So we're looking for other guys to step up now, and it might be in a different position. So that's what we're kind of focusing on, building some depth here before we get into the season and figuring out, hey, who's going to replace some of this production.
Coach McDermott said the seniors have led well early in the season, and one thing they've talked about was leaving a positive legacy before changes are made to the Trojan Bowl following this season.
Now, I think our seniors have really stepped up, on their end of things here early on. Great leadership out of them so far, moving from drill to drill and in practice. One of their main goals that they talked about that they wanted to do was centered around legacy. We're going to have probably a change of some type to the Trojan Bowl. That was back in 1932, I think. Looking at my notes, that was built, and now that's going to change a little bit. So how that is, we don't really know for sure yet, but for our guys, that's a big boost to them. This is kind of the last year since 1932 that it'll look the way it probably once did. So they want to leave a good legacy too. And so a lot of our stuff is focused around that. And I think they've done a tremendous job so far of leading.
Atlantic will open up the season at the Trojan Bowl this Friday night against Saydell. Kickoff for that game set for 7 o'clock. You can hear the full preseason interview with Coach McDermott and coming up on Friday. Before the Saydell game, that'll be at 4:45 Friday afternoon on Trojan Preview here on KJAN. Well, Miami of Ohio coach Chuck Martin says experience at quarterback is one of the concerns heading into Saturday night's season opener at 20th-ranked Iowa. Nate Stanley is set to begin his third season as the Hawkeye starter under center.
He doesn't make mistakes. He's 6'4", 250. No one can sack him. He's got, beyond NFL arm strength to make every throw, control the ball 80 yards down the field. And he just does a really good job of managing the game. Lots of run checks. They check. They see your pressure. They check to the right run against your pressure. Offensively, run the ball. Throw the ball over your head. Don't turn it over. Led by a senior quarterback.
Martin says the Red Hawks have not settled on a quarterback. They need to replace Gus Ragland, who passed for 17 touchdowns a year ago and ran for 7 more.
That will be played out on the field. I think we have some non-conference teams that we can get these kids game action and kind of let it sort it out. So I think you'll see multiple guys this weekend and probably for the next couple weeks.
Martin says the Red Hawks have to limit their mistakes.
We make Iowa earn whatever they get Saturday night. Make their offense earn. Let's not have a bunch of mental errors. Let's not have a bunch of easy physical errors of playing poor technique. And the same thing offensively. Make Iowa defense earn whatever they get.
We'll have that game for you live Saturday night here on the radio as we'll be underway at 4:30 with the pregame start time. 6:30 is kickoff from Kinnick Stadium. Iowa State coach Matt Campbell says multiple running backs will play in Saturday's season opener against Northern Iowa. Several players have been battling to replace David Montgomery.
Give them opportunities to just kind of see what their growth has been from the offseason. And, whether it's Johnny, whether it's Sheldon, whether it's Brees, the question of do we get Kinnick back this week, and I think all four of those guys have had really good off seasons, and I just think really settling into, what can they do, and certainly, with consistency, what can they do under pressure situations.
Kinnick Nwangu tweaked his hamstring during a scrimmage, and Campbell expects a starter or a rotation to eventually emerge.
Time will tell of, can one of these guys emerge as the lead back, but I do think the reality of the collection of this this group is a group that we're all really excited about.
Campbell is familiar with New Panther quarterback Will McIlvaine, the former Des Moines Lincoln standout, originally intended to walk on at ISU as a defensive back before changing his mind and walking on at UNI as a quarterback.
Obviously made a great decision for himself and, you know, has really done a phenomenal job there. And so, you know, I think the familiarity we know about him is just his true ability and his ability to improvise and make plays and, you know, real talent.
Well, Northern Iowa coach Mark Farley says the Panthers are ready for a game as they get ready to open up in Ames on Saturday.
It's time to play because 3 weeks of camp was, you know, without school or anything going on. I mean, that was fairly long, but, you know, we reported on August 1st, so we've had our time. And we should be prepared.
The Panthers are ranked 18th in the preseason FCS poll.
We weren't prepared coming out of Saturday's practice as what we needed to be, but we still have this week to get those things cleaned up. And it's time to play. You can only practice so much, and we've had the whole month now. So, you know, we need to get on the field and see where we're at and then start making our adjustments from there.
Farley says this is by far the best Cyclone team he's coached against. Iowa State enters the season nationally ranked for the first time since 1978.
They've got Big 12 players. They're confident. They're competitive. I mean, when I say that, as compared to other teams that we've played down there, they have that internal mechanism that really makes them good besides just the talent on the field. I noticed that the last time we played them, and I notice it more so now as it's grown. I mean, it's a much stronger football team than what we've played in the past.
And again, that game Saturday in Ames. In other college football news, Shea Patterson is set to start for number 7 Michigan in its season opener Saturday night against Middle Tennessee, though Coach Jim Harbaugh says he would like backup Dylan McCaffrey to play as well. Patterson threw for 2,600 yards and 22 touchdowns last season, his first with the Wolverines after transferring from Mississippi. McCaffrey played in 6 games last season, attempting just 15 passes. James Blackman will be Florida State's starting quarterback for the season opener against Boise State in Jacksonville on Sunday. Florida State coach Willie Taggart said he and offensive coordinator Kendall Briles told Blackman on Sunday that he was the starter over Wisconsin graduate transfer Alex Hornibrook. Blackman has started 13 games, including 12 as a true freshman in 2017. Virginia Tech transfer Josh Jackson will start at quarterback for Maryland against Howard on Saturday. And longtime backup QB Anthony Gordon has been named the starter for number 23 Washington State heading into Saturday season opener against New Mexico State. In NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs have lost backup quarterback Chad Henne to a fractured ankle that will require surgery. Henne was injured during Saturday's preseason game against San Francisco. The Chiefs have signed veteran Matt Moore to provide depth behind starter Patrick Mahomes. The 35-year-old Moore sat out last season after playing 10 years with the Dolphins and the Panthers. The Browns' new star wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. has returned to team drills during practice for the first time in nearly 3 weeks. Beckham has missed Cleveland's 3 exhibition games with a hip injury, and the team insists that is a minor injury. Well, Major League Baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals have added another half game to their lead in the National League Central by blowing out the Brewers in Milwaukee last night. Yadier Molina and Paul DeYoung each homered and drove in 3 runs as the Cardinals hammered the Brewers 12-2 to move 3 games ahead of the second-place Cubs, who were idle yesterday. The third-place Brewers dropped 5.5 off the National League Central lead. Elsewhere in the National League, Colorado beat Atlanta 3-1, Cincinnati over Miami 6-3, Philadelphia over Pittsburgh in 11 innings 6-5, San Diego beat L.A. 4-3, and Arizona over San Francisco 6-4. In the American League, the Athletics set season highs for hit runs and hits while thrashing the Royals 19-4 in Kansas City. Marcus Simeon homered, tripled, and drove in a career-high 7 runs to lead Oakland's 22-hits assault. Also, the Yankees beat Seattle 5-4 in the only other AL game yesterday. And in tennis, Serena Williams had little trouble with Maria Sharapova as the two rivals kicked off the ninth session at the U.S. Open last night. The 8th-seeded Williams rolled to a 6-1, 6-1 win that gives her 19 straight wins over Sharapova. Williams took control by winning the final 5 games of a 24-minute opening set and then the first 2 of the second set. Sharapova's dropped 20 of their 22 meetings and hasn't beaten Williams since a pair of victories in 2004, including Wimbledon. Men's top seed Novak Djokovic breezed into the second round. Took a while, though, for women's number 2 Ash Barty to get going. Djokovic is 34-1 in his last 35 Grand Slam matches after a straight sets win on opening day at Flushing Meadows. The 34-year-old Djokovic is seeking his 4th U.S. Open title, his 17th major championship, and 3rd Grand Slam crown this year. Barty amassed 36 unforced errors and got less than half her first serves in before walking off the court with a 3-set victory in her first round matchup. That's a look at sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.